Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and join me to talk about this NCAA Week 9 matchup between the Oregon Ducks and the Utah Utes. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I am doing tremendous, Vincent. Going to be talking some great college football with you, as always. But before we get into the show, if you enjoyed the episode here today, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a like, a comment, and be sure to follow and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, either on our Facebook or YouTube channel. And if you enjoyed podcasts, well, you are in luck, because we have a podcast that comes out each and every single week with audio versions of the shows you're watching here. So we can go over there and check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iTunes, wherever it is you enjoy listening to your shows. Well, let's get into this one, Vincent. Good matchup here. Oregon Ducks ranked number 8 in the country, and the Utah Utes number 13. Let's kick things off with Oregon, talk about what they've been up to this season and how they can get this win and who some of their key players going to be. So Oregon comes into this matchup with a 6-1 record. That one loss coming to the Washington Huskies, 36-33, close matchup in that one. And the man at the forefront of this Oregon team is the one and only Bo Nix, the guy who a lot of people wrote off coming into, you know, whenever he transferred over to Oregon. And now he has had a very, very solid year. A lot of people are putting him in some Heisman watch lists. And, I mean, rightfully so. If you look at what he's done this year, thrown the ball for over 2,000 yards, a 78% completion percentage, which is just insane. He's got 19 touchdowns on the year, only one interception. He's only been sacked 4 times, credit to his offensive line. Just been playing out of his mind in the football field as the quarterback for this Oregon Ducks team. We go to the rushing game. You do have still some really solid players there, like, of course, Bucky Irving, got Jordan James, Noah Whittington. All those gentlemen are all going to be doing some good work for this Oregon team. When you look at Jordan James, 8 touchdowns, Irving's got 7, Whittington's got 2. They've got 21 touchdowns on the ground. They're able to run the ball with the best of them. Receiving game, you've got Troy Franklin, Tez Johnson, Terrace Ferguson, Gary Bryant Jr., all those guys putting in good work. Troy Franklin's got 8 touchdowns on the year leading his squad, as well as 768 yards with 44 grabs. So their offense, we know what they've been able to do this year, how many points they've been able to put up, and just the sheer amount of yards. So they've got 553 yards in total yards this year. So we know their offense is never going to be one to slouch. Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball, though, and who they've got over there, who are some dogs they've got. You got Tysheen Johnson with 39 tackles. Evan Williams right behind him with 38. Leading your team in sacks, you got Brandon Dorlus. He's got 4. Evan Williams has got 3.5. They've got 25 sacks as a team. They can get to your quarterback in a hurry. Passes defended, they're also no slouch with that either. Nico Reeds, he's got 5 on the year. They've got 30 passes defended, and they've got 5 interceptions. So they are just able to get up there and get it rolling in the backfield. I mean, this is honestly a really good team, Vincent. If it wasn't for that one loss to Washington a few weeks ago, I mean, this is honestly a very good team, and this is a really much-needed win for Oregon. Pac-12 title implications on the line in this one, you got to believe it. So I think the Oregon Ducks got a very, very good roster. What's your thoughts on Oregon, Mr. Turner?
I'm going to say this about the Oregon Ducks. Let's go back a couple of weeks ago when he was playing the Washington Huskies. If it wouldn't been for their field goal kicker missing that field goal at the end of the game, they could have took that game in overtime and could have beat Washington. We could be talking about a team ranked right now in the top 5. They're one of the best teams in the country, Logan. It's very simple. I know Dan Lanning, with his pregame speech when they played Colorado, seemingly kind of moved and kind of upset some of the Colorado fans because he said this major comment, "We playing for wins, not for clicks." I tell you something, the young man has got a good football team, one of the best in the country. Bo Nix. It's very, very hard for me to believe that he's playing at this highest level. When he was at Auburn, he came under a lot of scrutiny. He was really ran out on the plains that they say down at Auburn, Alabama. Man, when you're talking about Heisman Trophy right now with Caleb Williams losing, playing quarterback for USC and losing to Utah last week, you got to put Bo Nix as one of the top 3 guys that's going to be in New York at the end of the season. Last week against Washington State, he was flawless. 293 yards, two touchdowns. Bucky Irvin is one of the top running backs in the country. It's good that you got a running back that is good as Bucky Irvin. He had 129 yards last week against Washington State. But the thing that makes me very, very proud, and I got to give Bo Nix credit. Bo Nix left Auburn, and a lot of people saying he wouldn't have been out, he wouldn't even be drafted in the draft. Now, after what, almost 2 years in the Oregon system, you got to think the guy is going to be an early second round pick or possibly into the first round. He has played really well. And the Oregon offense, when you think about it right now at this point, quack, explosion. 192 first downs, 42 touchdowns, 47 points a game, 3,861 yards total offense, and averaging 225 yards rushing, which is sixth in the country. Bo Nix has brought the Alabama love of his home state out to Oregon, and the Ducks are quacking out there.
Oh, yes, sir. You're right about that. But let's talk about their opponents this week with the Utah and what they've been up to, how they've been doing. Once again, 6-1 on the season so far. They've looked good. Only loss on the year came to Oregon State, that loss being 21-7. But other than that, they've came back after that loss. They've rallied, got 34-14 against Cal. And then last week, the big upset, Vincent, beat USC, the Trojans, late game field goal 34-32 in a big, big upset. But when you look at this Utah team, they're still not getting a whole lot of credit, Vincent. Obviously, we know that Cam Rising, who was going to be their star quarterback this year, he's not going to be getting on the field. So that pressure is now going to be on Mr. Bryson Barnes. On the year, 633 yardage for the young man, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 5 sacks. I mean, it's nothing to write home about. You just have to have him. If you want to win this game against the Oregon Ducks, just play a solid game. All in all, just keep the turnovers limited. But the real bread and butter, I think, Vince, it comes with this running game. As we mentioned, that Oregon's got a good running game as well. But if they want to win this game, Jaquindon Jackson has to have a good performance. 450 yardage for the young man on 87 carries. We know what he's been up to as of late. He's been putting in good work. Jalen Glover behind him, he's been putting in good work as well as the backup. 250 for him, 2 touchdowns. They got 11 rushing touchdowns quietly on the year. And as a team for the receiving game, you've got guys like Mikey Matthews, Money Parks, tremendous name also there. But a guy who last week really stepped up, and that was Sione Vaki. I mean, I don't know where this guy came from, Vincent. I don't know. he came from out of nowhere, and he really helped Utah get the win last week against USC. So a great showing from him. But when you look over at the defensive side for Utah, they've got to get things rolling. Like I said, they are tremendous when it comes to their rushing yards allowed, only 78 on the season. That's where the big power struggle is going to come at, is can the Utah running defense stop the running attack of the Oregon Ducks? It remains to be seen. Some guys you have on your defense who are putting in work. You've got Cole Bishop, your safety, leading your squad in tackles with 35. In terms of sacks, you got Jonah Elliott, who, man, 10 sacks on the year. I had to refresh my page, make sure I was looking at that right. Yeah, 10 sacks on the year for the young man. Logan Fano, your other defensive end, 3.5. All in all, they've got 25. They're rolling there. Pass the defender, they're doing a good job as well, 25 and 7 INTs. So, like I said, Utah, they surprised me last week, Vince. And I didn't think I picked USC to get the win all in all. But, man, they proved a lot of people wrong. And even with, you know, a lot of people saying their star quarterback is done for, a lot of people were writing them off. I mean, they really showed that this is a team that is gritty and that can get things done. How can Utah win this football game this Saturday?
I'm going to say this about the Utah Utes. We live down here and broadcast live out of the state of Georgia. We locally in the metro Atlanta area. So we are really immune to SEC football. We see it in our faces day in and day out. We see the coaches in this conference, and everybody talks about Kirby Smart. Everybody talks about Nick Saban. Everybody talks about Josh Heupel, Jimbo Fisher. But I'm telling you this, we've been really sleeping on the young man out there in Utah, Mr. Kyle Willingham. if he hasn't been one of the top three college football coaches in the game in the last 10 years, I don't know who has. The man has done an outstanding job out there in Utah. I'm not saying he's over Kirby Smart in terms of getting my vote, but look what he's done, man. He has really maintained a program at a level of excellence, at a program that really wasn't known for football anyway. Mm-hmm. The most famous person I know has came out of Utah that's played college. There's been Alex Smith and Jamal Anderson, a former Atlanta Falcon, if you want to be truthful about it. But I've been very, very impressed of what he's done with that program. And then losing his quarterback, Cam Rising, for the season, it's like the next man up in that program. And thinking about the big win last week over USC, he did it with a third-string quarterback, Mr. Bryson Barnes, who is out of the state of Utah, but it's a pig farm. Think about that. Third-string quarterback throws for 235 yards in that football game, but made the key play in the fourth quarter on their final drive when he had that 22-yard scramble to set up the winning field goal. Then a lot of people haven't heard of Jaquan Jackson, one of the best running backs in the country, 117 yards last week against USC. But what blew my mind, what got me excited, I've been on the Travis Hunter bandwagon as the best two-way player in the country. And just before the show today, Mr. Vaki, I'm not going to butcher his first name, but he put on the show against USC last week. 9 rushes, 68 yards, 5 receptions, 149 yards, 2 touchdowns, 217 yards total offense. He might be the best two-way player in the country. Utah has a very excellent football team. This is going to be a very tough game for the Oregon Ducks. Two teams right now, if we start the college football playoffs with the 12-team format this year, both these teams will be in the formats.
Yes, sir. And I think that this is going to be a good matchup. I mean, no one expected Utah to really even come close to winning last week against USC, but they did. You mentioned with a third string quarterback with a bunch of guys who, if you're really not from the area, if you don't follow them, you might not have heard of before. But they're out there in the Pac-12 showing you that they have got some really talented players on both sides of the field. And as for Oregon, we know what they've been up to in recent memory, and that is just getting win after win and having tremendous seasons. So with that being said, Vincent, my final prediction in this one, I'm going to go with Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks getting a close win in this one. Give me Oregon 33 and give me Utah 28. Final score in this one. What's your final score, my friend?
I'm going to piggyback off what you just said. I'm taking Oregon in a close football game. I think it's going to be high scoring. I'm taking Oregon 35, Utah 31. I want to give shout-outs to Jamal Hill, the starting safety for the University of Oregon. I saw the young man playing high school in Morrill, Georgia, down in Clayton County. Kudos to him. Kudos to Coach Weeks out there that's doing an outstanding job out there in Morrill High School. These are two teams right now, Logan. If we start the college playoff format, these two teams with the 12-team format that's coming into play next season, these two teams will be in the playoffs, and I wouldn't want to play either one of them.
Yes, sir. Well said. Well, we want to hear from you, our fans, in the comments section. Who is going to win this ball game in the Pac-12? Is it going to be Oregon? Is it going to be Utah? We want to know who is going to win this one. Also, your final score as well. Once again, check us out on Facebook and YouTube and let your comments be known there. Also, check us out on our podcast as well, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your shows. You can find us there as well under the same banner, 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Well, as always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, it's a pleasure talking sports with you, my friend. Hey, guys, go out there, enjoy some football. We'll talk to you.